ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر.
Good Tree Academy presents Quran Connection. Help support the education of our future Muslim leaders. This year, Good Tree Academy is accepting Zakat funds for our tuition assistance program. Visit goodtreeacademy.org/Ramadan.
ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حاميم والكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين رحمة من ربك إنه هو السميع العليم رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إن كنتم موقنين لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين بل هم في شك يلعبون. This is the beginning of Surah Al-Dukhan. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Allah sent down the Quran upon this man, the messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire community, his entire city, as a matter of fact, the entire country. Whoever knew him as a great man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-Sadiq al-Amin. And Allah says about him in Surah Al-Qalam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You have been groomed upon the highest level of character. Some say, عَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ means that the 40 years that he was not a messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah was building and he was building the foundation of his magnificent akhlaq, such that when he received the revelation came upon 40 years of amazing akhlaq. Behavior, manners, character, great ethics and character. This was the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and everybody recognized this. And so a little bit later in Surah Al-Qalam, Allah explains to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Al-Qalam, Allah says, your people who know you very well, that you're a great person, your people, we have tested them. This Qur'an is a test for them. The same way that we tested the siblings who owned a garden. And their father used to share with the poor. And when the father passed away, the siblings decided not to share with the poor anymore. Allah completely destroyed their garden. And when they saw that because they didn't share with the poor, because they took Allah out of the picture, their garden got destroyed, their reaction was, we did wrong. We are now going to turn to Allah. We understand. We understand this was a test. We understand our father was right to share with the poor. We wish that Allah could give us a second chance, that we could have another garden like it. For sure, we are going to dedicate ourselves to Allah. Allah is telling this story of the gardeners to show how the people of Mecca are being tested by the Qur'an the same way that these gardeners were being tested when they got the garden. The people of Mecca, they knew very well Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a great man, great ethics and character, a great person, actually the best. They knew very well. The people of the garden, the siblings, they also knew something very well. They knew very well that it's good that their father was sharing with the poor. Now the people of Mecca are being tested Because this great man of great character, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has received the Qur'an, and the Qur'an tells them to stop doing the evil that they're doing. And the siblings, now they're being tested by having this garden. They know that their father used to share with the poor, now they are in charge. What are they going to do? What are the people of Mecca going to do? What are the people of the garden going to do? This was a big test. The Qur'an came, and it became a big test for the people of Mecca. Subhanallah, 40 years. 40 years of excellent character. Everybody knew him as an excellent person. Yet, when the Qur'an came, and the Qur'an told them not to steal, and the Qur'an told them not to worship idols, and the Qur'an told them not to abuse the weak, and the Qur'an told them not to abuse women. It was a big test. That man, after 40 years of knowing him so well, such a great person, they started calling him all sorts of names. He's a liar. He's making all this up. He went cuckoo in the head. He's learning from some kind of a magician. He's a sorcerer. He's just a poet spinning rhymes. All these accusations because they did not want to purify themselves. The Qur'an was sent down for them to purify themselves, and they did not want to turn to the Qur'an to purify themselves. This was their test. And many of them did not want to pass the test. Many of them did not want to purify themselves through the test. Many of them did not want to listen to the Qur'an and fix themselves and become a better person. And in Surah Al-Dukhan, Allah now, the beginning of Surah Al-Dukhan talks about the Qur'an and how the Qur'an was revealed. Then after talking about the Qur'an, Allah says, "We tested the people of Fir'aun and sent them a great messenger, a great man, Musa alayhi salam, Rasulin Kareem, who just told them, just make sure that you turn to Allah. And you can trust me. I am trustworthy. Inni lakum rasulun ameen." Just like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was recognized as al-ameen, Musa alayhi salam was recognized to be trustworthy. Al-qawiyul ameen. And Musa reminds the people of Fir'aun that I have been sent to you so that you turn to Allah. This is a test. Now the test that people of Fir'aun received was all these years of, maybe you've heard of them before, the frogs and the locusts and the blood and all these different tests that they went through. It was a tough test for them. And the word that Allah uses when He tests the people of Fir'aun, the word He uses is fatanna, which is when you put something to the fire so that all the impurities, all the filth will burn away and you will keep the pure gold from it. To make you gold, you have to go through the fire. But not physical fire, a difficult test that'll burn you, not physically.
Help support the education of our future Muslim leaders. This year, Guthrie Academy is accepting Zakat funds for our tuition assistance program. Visit guthrieacademy.org/Ramadan.
Now let's compare this. The people of Fir'aun, Allah is giving them a test that is burning them to purify them and make them like gold. They didn't accept the test. Musa turned to Allah and says, "Ya Allah, these people, they don't want to listen. They don't want to be pure like gold. They don't want to be purified." Allah says, "Just take all the Bani Israel with you. Go across the Red Sea. These people that you've just described, they don't want to hear, they don't want to listen, they don't want to become better, they don't want to purify. They are about to be drowned. Go at night. We have a plan, we're going to drown them all." Subhanallah. So try to picture. Today, if you get injured, if you have an injury, a deep injury, the first thing that people do today is you wrap it up, you put pressure so the blood stops flowing, and then they take you to the ER, they take you to the hospital. And over there, they make sure to fix you. We have all the technology to fix you. 1,000 years ago, what would they do to a person who has a wound and they're bleeding like this. They would put iron in a fire until the iron becomes red, as hot as the fire, and then put the iron on the person's arm to make sure to burn all the diseases. Because if you didn't do that, yes, doing that hurts like hell, literally. Fire on your arm would hurt like hell. If you didn't do that, then it would get infected, and they had no technology. They didn't have antibiotics like we have now. So the infection would grow and people would die because they didn't get the iron to purify the wound. And so the people who were strong enough to use that iron and purify the wound, they would survive. They would heal. A month later, they even forgot about it. Gone. They can live. But the ones who didn't have the courage to apply the burning iron on the wound, they would get infected and live a miserable life for the rest of their life. And this is now Allah speaking of the test in Surah Al-Dukhan. So now let me translate the beginning that I started the khutbah with. Hamim. This clear book. Which clear book? The Quran. We sent it down in a blessed night. Which night? Laylatul Qadr. Because Allah meant to give you that message that will make you a better person. Inna kunna mundirin. In that night, every wise decision of Allah gets dispatched. Yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. Amran min indina. Indeed, Allah, when He has decided something wise, it will happen. Inna kunna mursileen. We will make sure that whatever Allah says, we will make sure whatever we've decided will happen. Allah is the one who knows everything and hears all the ones who beg to Him. Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, save us. Ya Allah, purify us. Ya Allah, help us turn to the Quran. All of you say, Ameen. Allah hears these prayers. The month of Ramadan is about to start. Every single dua you make, Allah hears it. And Allah is talking in Surah Al-Dukhan about that night that He revealed the Quran to guide you. Right after that, He says, He hears you. He wants you to talk to Him and ask of Him. He's ready to give you. But it's going to be a test. Allah means well for you. Allah means to make you like gold, but it's going to be a test. And what is the test? The Quran. Allah gave you the Quran. The Quran can make you like gold, but it's going to take some effort. It is a test. Ya Allah, turn us to the Quran. Ameen. Ya Allah, make us turn to the Quran such that it makes us successful in the hereafter and this life. Ameen. Ya Allah, so that it makes us thankful to all the blessings that You've given us. Ameen. And Ya Allah, the Quran, so that it makes us patient and perseverant and strong and courageous when we face difficulties. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah alladhi hadana wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Allah gave us the Quran as a test to make us better. What are we going to do this Ramadan? Are we going to be lazy, or are we going to spend time with the Quran? I was reading a book this semester for my classes. He explains that the highest or the most dangerous form of laziness is to get busy. The highest and most dangerous form of laziness is to get busy. What does that mean? It means that you know you have to turn to the Quran. You know the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran, but you find other things to do. You find other things to do. SubhanAllah, I'm guilty of this so many times. When I read that page in this book, I was like, oh my, this is so true. When there's something that you feel is going to be a lot of work, you find other things to do and you get busy with these other things so that you don't feel guilty that you're not doing what you know you're supposed to be doing. Getting busy with other things is a form of laziness. And oh my, at home, when your parents are calling you to turn and sit to the Quran, your brother's going to want to do this, your sister's going to want to do this, your mom's going to want to do this, your dad. Everybody thinks about, oh, let me fix this, let me fix that, let me fix that. Everybody, like Shaitan, he knows. The whole family is about to gather around the Quran. So he puts the bug in everybody's mind. Wait a second, let me do this. I'll come to the Quran, but let me get busy with this. SubhanAllah. Because turning to the Quran, to really purify yourself through the Quran, takes effort. It takes a lot of effort. Aren't you willing to put that effort to pass the math tests, the SAT, PSATs, the STAR tests, ELA, social studies, science? Whenever you have a test, aren't you willing to put in the effort to do good on the tests? Allah told you, the Quran is for you to do good. So put in the effort. Don't be lazy, getting busy with math and social. Oh, I have this test, I have that test. Yes, you do have these tests. And you might have some of those tests in Ramadan. But if you abandon the Quran and get busy with those things, that's a form of laziness. Don't be stingy towards the Quran. Don't put all your effort towards this dunya, your tests, so that you can get a good career and get a good score and get a scholarship. Don't focus on this, on those at the expense of the Quran. What a foolish person would dedicate all their effort to be successful in their scholarships and career and put no effort to be successful in what Allah has given them to be successful with. How foolish a decision it would be to spend the whole month of Ramadan getting busy with other things than the Quran. The Quran is your formula for success. Make sure you turn to the Quran throughout the month of Ramadan.
Help support the education of our future Muslim leaders. This year, Guthrie Academy is accepting zakat funds for our tuition assistance program. Visit guthrieacademy.org/Ramadan.